Welcome to your daily devotional, May 9th. My grace is sufficient for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 in verse 9. And he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." The Apostle Paul chooses to boast in his infirmities rather than his visions. The reason that he gives for this is that the first glorifies God more, and that it calls all the attention to the Lord and none to Paul. This was a lesson that he had to learn. Having had a vision of paradise, God gave Paul a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble. Many times I have heard of folks boasting about some vision, dream, or healing, sometimes with the motive, but almost always with the effect of calling some degree of attention to oneself. But it is less common in many Christian circles to hear people boasting in the way that God was magnified through illness and adversity. The health, wealth, and prosperity gospel is the opposite of Paul's quote of Jesus Christ himself in our text. So as Christians, we pray that the Lord may provide physical healing. And sometimes he does. But if not, we trust him and pray that through the illness or adversity, some redemptive purpose of God is accomplished in which he is magnified and souls are saved. We live in the midst of the plague, and where are the self-proclaimed faith healers? In our hospitals? Our nursing homes? I've not heard of either. But surely the presence of the Lord is in these places, in every place where the divine presence is wanted and welcomed. If you are going through illness, economic hardship, family insecurity, or any other trial, let us look to the Lord for our strength, that the power of Christ may rest upon you. Is your faith strong enough and mature enough that you're able to say with Paul that the grace of God through Jesus Christ is sufficient for you? Let us be sufficiently humble to forego all the glory, stepping aside and taking our pride with us. So we see God's grace, our humility, God's power, and our strength are all interrelated. So the next time you are laid up with a trial, if you are not today, thank God for the moment he has given you to consider him, as you may not have done in prior days, that God may be glorified, and his redemptive purpose might work with power through you.